You're listening to WGN Radio's Your Hometown Series. Tag along as we head west to the city of St. Charles and show you why it should be your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery. Anything's possible in your hometown, and by McDonald's.
The president and founder of Onesti Entertainment in St. Charles is Ron Onesti. Ron, good morning. I want to talk to you a little bit about the history of the Arcata Theater that you have there in St. Charles before we talk about some of the upcoming shows. How long have you had the Arcata now?
Hi, Bob. Good morning. It's always so good to talk to you, just like have our morning coffee. But we've had it for 18 years now, Bob, and the Arcata Theater was opened in 1926. So we're on our 97th birthday, one of the only vaudeville theaters in the country that's been consistently operating as a theater and nonstop. Very proud of it.
And before you moved in there, Ron, what was going on with the theater? Was it in disrepair?
Yeah, tremendously, Bob. I mean, you know, a lot of those theaters between the 80s and the 2000s and 2010s, so they're just really falling into disrepair, repurposed into bars or restaurants or office buildings. And that's what was going to happen with the Arcata Theater. Matter of fact, the dumpsters were already outside. There was wood sticking out of it. When I drove by it, I had a little bit of experience with it in the past and started making offers. And that whole thing, be careful what you wish for. I was like, holy crap, I got a theater, now what? But that's what happened.
Yeah, and I know you're running the Displanes Theater, and you have restaurants. As a matter of fact, I'm told since we started this conversation 2 minutes ago, you've opened up 9 new places. What is your secret? Because these are tough times for all sorts of businesses, but you're doing well. What's the key to success for you?
The key, Bob, simply stated, music and meatballs. Really is the secret here. No, you know what? Everybody, you know, we've all got hurt by COVID and everything else that's surrounded by it. But, you know, the one thing that didn't suffer as far as people's desires was music. People love music. And now, even more now than ever, they're coming out, they're embracing, they're having a great time. They're realizing it's that old Hallmark card that you read down, walking down the aisle on Walgreens, you know, you know, if you lose something, let it go, let it be free, come back, all that stuff. If you lose something, you don't realize how much you miss it. Well, it's just like what music is, man. I mean, everybody, and you know better than anybody, how much people love music. So they're coming back in droves, and we're having a great time.
And I think people really appreciate a theater like the Arcata, because they don't build them like that anymore, do they?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, just the, no, I mean, you couldn't build it. Like, for example, our pipe organ pipes, not that it matters to too many people, but there's over 1,000 pipes in the walls all around. Wow. Circling the whole building. I mean, you just can't build, for any price, you can't build these types of places. And it's amazing because it's such a strong facility. You know, we have our speakeasy on the third floor, restaurant, dancing, it's just a great time, 1920s feel, and we can have a whole jazz act or a rockabilly act up there, and we could have like Slayer downstairs, and people can't hear it. It's really an amazing thing.
Yeah, they built them well back then. Looking at your list of upcoming attractions at the Arcata, I would guess that Mickey Dolenz coming in October 15th would be your hottest ticket right now, is it?
Well, it's up there. We got everybody from Lou Gramm, a Foreigner, so top of salutes this week, and the Paul McCartney and the Eagles. But I'm telling you, Mickey Dolenz, we all know what's going on with the Monkees. We lost them all. I mean, it's just a sad, sad thing. But, you know, it's the thing about music. It is timeless. People love it. But Mickey does a full Monkee show. He's obviously one of the founders. And you know, to see him, actually see that face, you know, it's a very recognizable face from the TV show. It's such a warm salute to his brothers, Peter, Michael, and Davey, who are gone. And it's just one of those wonderful, wonderful experiences. You know every song. It's great to hear the stories. He's still like he's, you know, 25 years old. It's one of those experiences that, I'll tell you what, Bob, I mean, we're experiencing it every day, almost, unfortunately, that these guys are all leaving us, and these ladies. So, you know, it's important, and that's why I do as much as I can to keep the classics, your Wayne Newton, Engelbert Humperdinck, Tony Orlando, Paul Anka, as many of those guys as I can have, I am going to have at our theaters, because those are legends and icons, and those days are numbered. Let's be honest here.
For sure. Mickey Dolenz is Sunday, October 15th. You have a lot of tribute bands and salutes. You mentioned the Eagles and the Paul McCartney Show coming up, and those do always draw a lot of folks, don't they?
Oh, Bob, I got to tell you, you know, now that, you know, again, as I touched on how the legends are either retiring or leaving us, these tribute experiences now, they're getting better and better, and they're actually tremendous. They're emulating specific concert nights, Bob, with lasers, with the sound, the incredible concert sound that encapsulates you. And, you know, you're not going to have an Eagles experience like this or a Paul McCartney experience like this. So people are warming up to them. They are coming again in droves for these types of musical experiences that they leave the night, and at the end of the day, they get what they need. They get the opportunity to get away from life for 2 hours, 3 hours, escape all the freaking things they're going through, and loving the music, singing along, sharing it with family and friends in an environment that's clean, it's safe, it's warm, it's comfortable, and it's familiar. And it's everyone's loving, especially the tribute acts.
Ryan, how can people get the complete list of upcoming acts and all the information about the Arcata in St. Charles and buy tickets?
You go to oshows.com, that's the letter O, shows.com, and see all the things we got going. St. Charles, I got to tell you, and I love the segment you do with the hometown thing. I think WGN really gets it, and they're coming to the communities. Ours in St. Charles are very proud of it. So much to do, so many restaurants, so many ways to spend the weekend. We've got Scarecrow Weekend this weekend, so I hope everybody comes out. And we have three floors of things to see from the 1920s, so if you're ever just driving through St. Charles, just pull over. We're open every day 10 to 6 just to walk through and take a tour of the theater. There's no charge, of course, and really see what it was like 100 years ago almost in St. Charles.
The pride of the Fox in the Fox River Valley, Ron Onesti. Thank you, Ron. Talk to you again soon.
Best of Marianne. See you soon.
You got it.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.